The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Wednesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970, The Answer.
Papa loves Mambo. Mama loves Mambo. Look at him sway with it, getting so gay with it, shouting ole with it, wow. Papa loves Mambo.
Papa loves Mambo.
Mama loves Mambo.
Mama loves Mambo.
Papa does great with it, swings like a gate with it, he loses weight with it, now he goes to...
7:05, this is the Piscopo in the Morning program. Perry Como here with Frank Moreno and Al Gattulo until 10 o'clock this morning. Joe's going to be back next Monday, but Al and I will be here for the next 3 hours to tell you everything that's happening. It's going to be a steamy and wet day. Hopefully you're doing something that involves being indoors. What are your plans for the rest of the day?
Indoors, for sure. It's comic book day for my son, so we'll go get some comic books. Actually, we have to go over to the library, too. He has to do his summer reading. Of course, my son always waits until the last possible minute to start his summer reading. So one of the books that's on the list is the book Dune. So he is going to read that. I've read parts of it. It's a very, very long book to get through. And you really have to be into the characters in order to get through the whole thing. The movie was terrible, which actually starred Patrick Stewart. I didn't see that movie, actually. What's that?
I didn't see that.
Yeah, believe me, it's not something that you should go out and watch. But it's not a good movie.
Do they give you a choice of the summer reading books? Or you just,
they do. There's a list of stuff, but that was the only one that my son found interesting, so that's the one that he is deciding to read. But, of course, when I said to him, hey, we'll go to the library, you get the book, you can start your summer reading, it was, and I'm like, dude, you start school in a month. I know you don't want to hear that, but, you know, maybe you should, start. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was and am a procrastinator too. So I totally get him.
Yeah, but
he sits
home all day. He's not doing anything. Yeah. It's not like he's running around doing sports and all kinds of stuff. I mean, we got to the pool yesterday, which was great, and he got to hang out with his friend, and they went off the diving board and whatever, and it was nice that they could spend a couple of hours together. But today we're not doing anything because it's going to be miserable.
Well, good. So it sounds like it'll be a good library. Does he like to read or no?
He doesn't like. See, it's kind of. He likes reading online. See, this is the thing with kids these days. So he'll read stuff online, but he doesn't like actual books to read. See, I love a good book. I love to sit and have a book, which is another reason why I want to go to the library. I want to pick up something that I haven't read yet and kind of get through because I've been lazy on my summer reading. So I want to pick up a book to read. And our library in town is fantastic. They have some of the latest books. So it's not like I have to go to Barnes & Noble or whatever and buy it. I can read it and bring it back, which is great.
Yeah, no, that is
great advantage.
All right. There are a lot of things in the news. If you want to call in and comment on anything we're discussing on, the city council is going to be voting on a cap on Uber today. We're debating whether or not Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and the like should be banning speech like Alex Jones. And we're talking about the election results yesterday in Kansas, Ohio, Michigan, and elsewhere. And this incredible brawl at this salon in Brooklyn in which a woman was unhappy with her eyebrow wax and she didn't want to pay the $5. This resulted in a brawl in which two people, one employee and one customer, were arrested. Al says if you don't like the service that's been provided for you, you have the right not to pay. I don't know that you have the right not to pay for services that you've already been garnered.
Yeah,
but I do agree that, you shouldn't be assaulted for complaining.
Think about it. If you get a haircut that's bad, right? You're paying for the haircut, but now you're miserable for the next 6 or 7 weeks or whatever it is till your hair grows back. An eyebrow can be fixed, I guess. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, I've never had my eyebrows done. This is more of a female thing than a male thing. But, you would think that the place would, all right, you threaded my eyebrow, whatever. I mean, I don't know all the terms or whatever, but you would think that they'd be able to fix it so that you would be able to pay for your service. But the shop should have at least said, look, we're sorry that we did some wrong. What is it? It's $20. We're going to charge you $10.
Yeah.
Or we'll give you a next time you come in.
I mean, what's $5?
$5.
I mean, I would have thought they'd just eat the $5. Again, this is the manager of the salon, Michael Lynn, of Happy Red Apples on Nostrand Avenue. He says the fight erupted after the customer refused to pay.
I said, you can't sit down. Let me call the police. If police come in, said you don't need to pay, you can go. No problem.
So, so Al has the solution of close them for 30 days. The protesters that were out there yesterday and Monday said 30 days is not good enough. We want them closed permanently. Obviously, because most of the customers in this particular salon are black and most of the workers in this particular salon are Korean, it has evoked all sorts of racial issues as well. 877-970-2999. Comment on anything we're discussing. You're welcome to. We're going to talk with Marcus Molinaro in about 15 minutes. He's the Republican running for governor against Andrew Cuomo. Certainly an uphill battle, but he's certainly giving the governor quite an energetic challenge. Let's say hello first to Dan on Long Island. Hello there, Dan.
Yeah, you guys are only giving part of the story on this.
Well, so fill us in. Give us the rest.
Well, the way I heard it was the customer went in for the full boat. She went in for the manicure, the pedicure, the eyebrow wax, and she wasn't happy about the eyebrow wax. And the owner said you could pay for everything else and you get the eyebrow wax on the house. And that wasn't good enough for the customer. She wanted everything. So she went in. It's not about $5 that you guys keep saying. Sounds like it's more like maybe $100. I don't know what a manicure and a pedicure and an eyebrow wax and the full boat goes for. But it wasn't just $5, gentlemen. It was somebody looking to get the whole. If you take 10 people out to dinner and one person doesn't like their meal, you don't get the whole table for free. Maybe you get that one meal for free. So you guys got to get the story straight.
Well, okay, Dan.
All right, Dan. All right.
You listen to the interview for the owner a little bit farther along. That's exactly what he says. He says he offered to give the eyebrow wax on the house because she wasn't happy. So he's got to get all the information out there, everybody.
Yeah.
Stir in the pot a little bit.
Well, so let me ask you, Dan. Let's say your version is right. And, again, this is disputed. The customers are disputing.
Oh, right.
Well, okay. Well, let's say.
Well, Dan, hold on a second.
Hang on, well,
do you own the store?
Let me finish my question.
Do you own the store or no?
Hang on. Let me finish my question.
Yeah,
you can ask.
Okay.
So,
Dan.
I wanted to talk to him.
I don't want to talk to a guy
you
who
have
comes
patience.
On the front. No, Frank. He comes on and he's being combative. Okay.
So that's
the
okay.
The owner of the store was willing, according to the New York Post. It's called quoting sources. He's hearing the story. He wasn't there. He's not a reporter. You know, so I can't stand people that do this.
The thing I wanted to, you know, talk to him about, look, the salon says she refused to pay for the pedicure as well. The customer says she only refused to pay for the eyebrow rack. So it's disputed. But,
all right, well, but the story in the Post here says the manager of the Brooklyn Nail Salon, where workers were caught in a racially charged brawl with black customers over a $5 eyebrow wax, said Monday that he only wanted payment for other services rendered.
Right. Well, that's.
But the mom of the customer who was arrested said he made the matter worse, according to reports.
Right.
Again, so it's a dispute. Yeah.
That's not necessarily
court.
Different than what Dan said. But what I was going to ask Dan before you decided that he needed to be hung up on was let's say he's right. Let's say Dan is right. And let's say the manager is right. That version of events, which is she was refusing to pay for everything, the pedicure, the manicure and the eyebrow wax. I don't think these folks should have been beaten with brooms. If somebody's refusing to pay, you call the police. I mean, I don't think you beat people with brooms. It seems so. I see. Now, that being said, I don't think they should be shut down. I mean, this seems like a customer management dispute that just got way out of hand and went way too far. And it sounds like both sides could have behaved a bit more mature.
But if it's true that the manager said, look, don't worry about the $5 eyebrow. We did the other services. You have to pay for the other services. He has a legitimate beef, but that is now for a court to decide. because they escalated it. Both sides escalated it, whether whoever called the cops. And apparently the manager is the one who's saying, let me call the police. If the police say you can go, you pay nothing. If the police say you pay for the pedicure, then you pay for the pedicure. No eyebrow, no problem. This is a quote from the man, from the person who runs the shop.
Yeah, and if you look at the viral video online, it's really not clear how this dispute turned physical in the first place. So, you know, you see a woman in a manicure smock already pointing to what looks like a broom handle, already pointing a broom handle at what looks like two black women who are customers. The black women and the nail salon employees start pushing and shoving one another, and it looks like the scene pretty quickly devolves into chaos as one manicurist actually picks up a chair and like she's
right. Nobody deserves to be beaten over getting a service done.
Yeah,
right.
Then there's a fist fight. It's a wild scene. The amazing thing is, I know a lot of women take their eyebrows very seriously. The amazing thing is that we don't see more fist fights at nail salons. 877-970-2999 if people want to weigh in on this or anything else where we're talking about. The other and we're going to talk with Marcus Molinaro in just a few minutes. He's running for governor against Andrew Cuomo. He's doing this big town hall meeting in Staten Island tonight, and he's doing one in Queens later in the week. So we'll ask him about that. The other story I thought was pretty interesting was Jerry O'Connell, right? Jerry O'Connell,
yeah, sure,
the actor.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's a great actor. I loved him in the TV show Sliders, but he's been in a bunch of things. Mm-hmm. He was in when he was a kid. He was in Stand By Me. Yep. I think is he married to Rebecca Romijn, or are they divorced?
I think they're still married.
I think they're still married, yeah. So he's doing a show called, he's doing a show for Bravo. Have you heard about the controversy involving this show?
No, I have not.
So he is doing a show for Bravo in which he has named the show, quote, Real Men Watch Bravo. So then the title was widely slammed for being homophobic and sexist. Now, Jerry O'Connell is apologizing for the decision to name the show Real Men Watch Bravo. Quote, there will be no more mention of gender in that title or anything. We're really sorry about that. We really heard everyone's issues with it, and we made sure to change it. I mean, this is really... really,
it's ridiculous,
insane. I mean, you can't even say Real Men Watch Bravo. You can't even have gender in the title of a TV show. This is the stupidest thing I've ever seen. And what's the matter with Jerry O'Connell for bowing to these politically correct,
because unfortunately,
gender neutral folks?
If he hadn't done that, he would not have a show on the air. Please. That's the problem. By the way, his wife Rebecca Romijn is playing the role of number one in the second season of Star Trek Discovery.
Oh, is she? Oh, good. I'm going to get CBS All Access to watch the new Patrick Stewart show, so I'm going to catch up on all the Star Trek Discovery episodes that I've missed. Marcus Molinaro coming up in just a few minutes. Let's say hello to Charlie in Long Beach. Hello there, Charlie.
Yeah, hi. Were you guys just talking about the broom incident?
Yes, and I thank you for paying such close attention to the program as well.
Okay. Typically, yeah, nobody deserves to get beaten. That's what you just said a few minutes ago?
Yeah.
Right. Okay. What if you start having clients come in and it seems like there's a trend starting where they get things done, get the nails done, get their eyebrows done, get things done, and then just they're realizing if we say we're not happy, we don't have to pay.
Yeah.
After a while, people... The store owners are going to start resenting that.
So what would you do? If you were the manager of this nail salon, how would you have handled this situation?
That's a good question. I guess, like you said, I would have called the police. Had the police come in and see.
Yeah.
Charlie, that's what the owner of the nail salon said. He said, let me call the police. If the police say it's okay, then you don't have to pay. So somebody escalated the incident that turned into a brawl. That's the issue. And nobody deserves to get beaten over, an eyebrow that was done wrong.
How do you know it was done wrong?
Because the woman is complaining that it was done incorrectly.
Well, he doesn't know. I mean, He wasn't there. You know, none of us were there. I mean, we're just going. The only thing we see on the video is a bunch of people fighting with broomsticks and chairs. So, I mean, we can only go by what the people that were there were saying. The customer is saying that she refused to pay for the eyebrow wax. The store is saying she refused to pay for all the services that she got. So we don't know what happened because we weren't there. Charlie, thank you for the call. Coming up next, we're going to talk with Marcus Molinaro. He's going to be on Staten Island tonight doing a free town hall meeting. He's running for governor, and he's going to tell you why he deserves your vote. I'm going to ask him about the Cynthia Nixon proposal that would make it legal for municipal workers to go on strike. That's going to be very interesting. Debbie, how are the roads looking this morning?
I'll tell you what's happening. Good morning to you, Frank. Good morning, Al. Good morning, everybody. Let's take a ride, see what's happening here with New Jersey Transit. Because of the positive train control, we have some canceled trains, but everything back on or close on the Raritan Valley line. Hudson line of Metro North, 20-minute delays because of an earlier track condition over by Poughkeepsie. Inbound side of the GWB, that's going to cost you 10 minutes in. If you're heading over to the inbound Lincoln, that's 25. Holland's still about 20. Newark Bay Extension eastbound by the Newark Bay Bridge, getting reports of a collision over there. And it's busy on 78 East at 287 with an accident cleared out of the way. Some stop-and-go traffic on the Belt eastbound getting out past Pennsylvania Avenue with a disabled vehicle. Grand Central Parkway west at the BQE accident, brought to you by Positive Coaching Alliance. Got issues with youth or high school sports? Positive Coaching Alliance can help. PCA, a national nonprofit, offers more than 1,000 free online resources for youth and high school sports coaches, parents, students, and administrators. Visit PCADevZone.org. Partly cloudy today, high of 90. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire.
This weekend on Champions of Justice, how much do we need lawyers? What's their role in our lives? And how are they being trained today? These are the questions we pose to the Dean of the Santa Clara University School of Law, Lisa Kloppenberg. Tom Girardi and Howard Miller host a fascinating conversation and even address the high cost of lawyers. Tune in, Champions of Justice, Sunday mornings at 10 here on AM 970, The Answer.
From the Fox Business Network, Walt Disney reported a stronger quarter, though Wall Street was expecting even better numbers. Disney's parks and resorts and studio entertainment units saw improvement, but its interactive media and consumer products division declined. Disney says its ESPN Plus streaming sports service, which recently launched, is already seeing strong growth in paid subscribers. Tesla shares rallied after CEO Elon Musk tweeted that he wants to take the company private. Musk says a final decision hasn't been made. Papa John's international sales declined more than 6% in its recent quarter. The pizza chain plans to introduce a new marketing campaign that doesn't include its founder John Schnatter, who resigned as chairman after making a racial slur. The Dow was up 126 yesterday, the NASDAQ added 23, the S&P up 8. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology actively invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you. The needle in the haystack.
Try ZipRecruiter now for free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law and wondered what's the best course of action to take? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. If you have a legal question for Mike Connors, the Ask the Lawyer host, simply email the question to MikeConnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. That's Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors every Saturday evening at 6 on AM 970, The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smart way to buy. Smartlock.com Studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy. .com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The smart way to buy. Only at thesmartwaytobuy.com. That's thesmartwaytobuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
If you own or rent a home or apartment or own a business, you have a huge opportunity to impact this generation and the next by choosing green, renewable energy sources. When you buy renewables from Blue Rock Energy, you're getting energy sourced and developed right here in New York State, keeping dollars and creating jobs for our communities. With Blue Rock, you can choose to purchase 30%, 50%, or 100% of your annual electricity usage in clean, renewable energy sourced directly from New York State. Blue Rock's pricing for sustainable sources is substantially lower than most competitive suppliers, and they make it easy to include renewable energy for all or part of your home or business's power supply. Make the free and easy switch to Blue Rock Energy today and take control of your energy bill. Just call them today, 877-280-4909, or visit BlueRockEnergy.com to learn more and sign up. Call again. The number is 877-280-4909. Or go to BlueRockEnergy.com.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo. Mornings, 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
My 725. This is the Piscopo in the Morning Show. Frank Moreno here with Al Gattulo, sitting in for Joe, who's off this week. You know, the interesting thing is if you go around the state, upstate, downstate, suburbs, wherever, Democrat, Republican, even people that are non-political, everybody seems to be unhappy with Andrew Cuomo for one reason or another. Liberals think he's too conservative. Conservatives think he's too liberal. Honest people think he's too corrupt. Corrupt people think he's too dumb. You know, you have an incredible situation where it seems like anywhere you go in this state, whomever you speak to, it seems like there's just this tremendous unhappiness with Governor Cuomo. And yet, he has been able to amass a war chest of $30 million in campaign funds, and he is doing very well in the polls. So how can that be? Is it that I'm living in a bubble where everywhere I go, people just tell me they're unhappy with Andrew Cuomo, and yet there's this somehow mythical power that he has to command public support? Well, on the line with us right now, we have the gentleman that I'm supporting for governor, a man that wants to take the state in a different direction. He's the Republican, Conservative, and Reform Party nominee for governor. He's also the Dutchess County executive. He's going to be doing a town hall meeting in Staten Island tonight, which we're going to tell you about. Marcus Molinaro. Mark, thanks so much for coming on the radio with us this morning.
I'm glad to be on. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, I got a call from you yesterday. My home phone was ringing, and nobody calls me on my home phone. And then I hear your voice, and it says, hey, this is Marcus Molinaro. Wait, don't hang up. And I said, Mark, it's Frank. And then sure enough, it was a recording telling me to come to the town hall meeting. And I told you, in at least your recording, that I will be there tonight at 6:30.
Great, and I appreciated it.
So give us the details. It's going to be 6:30 tonight at the Knights of Columbus in historic Richmond Town in Staten Island.
You've got it down. You've got it. That's
and,
where we are.
And is this the kind of thing where you only really want supporters there to tell you how great you are? No Democrats need apply?
Well, I always like to hear compliments. No, it's not that at all. We've been having these across the state. It's something I've done when I was just a village mayor. I shouldn't say just. When I was once a village mayor and as county executive, I've held 100 town hall meetings in the last 7 years of being county executive. And it's the kind of thing I do as governor, which is, you know, get in front of people regardless of party and answer your questions. I mean, it's one of the, I think, biggest crimes, if you will, that elected officials commit, which is they get into office and they don't spend any time actually listening to the people they that voted for them or that support them or that they serve. And Andrew Cuomo, I think, is one of the worst when it comes to this. You know, he often has these theater performances instead of standing in front of voters and just confronting the challenges and issues and problems facing them. I'll do that as governor, and tonight we're going to do that in Staten Island.
So everybody's welcome. It's free. You don't have to be a supporter of yours to come. You can come ask questions about the issues that you're concerned about, ranging from, you know, the cost of living to taxes to the opioid epidemic. It's going to be an interesting town hall meeting at Staten Island. Now, what is this I see in the AP Daybook today, that you are going to be filing a police complaint against the governor today? Is that true?
I am, on behalf of the people of the state of New York. It's drastic. It's not something that I take very lightly. But listen, this governor has allowed individuals closely associated with him to take advantage of the public, to defraud the public. And the most egregious was his top lieutenant, Joe Prococo. Was allowed to use government resources, taxpayer resources, in the office immediately next to the governor in New York City to make political campaign phone calls, to check in on donors, to make sure that individuals who were getting assistance from the state were making their contributions to the governor. He was found guilty of this. This isn't something that we've made up. But again, the governor enabled it and allowed it, and it's illegal. And as long as I'm a candidate for governor, I'm going to continue to ask for the authorities, the appropriate authorities, to take action. Now, this should be an activity that the Commission on Ethics for the State of New York takes up, but we don't know if they are. It should be an issue that maybe a district attorney or the attorney general takes up. We don't see that they've acted. And I know that the New York City Police Department has plenty of other things to do, and I respect that. But somebody needs to stand up and say enough's enough. This is not acceptable behavior. And in any other state in America, it'd be the kind of thing that would force an individual to resign.
So you're going to actually be asking the NYPD to investigate the governor for enabling pay-to-play corruption?
Yeah. Yes, wow. I am.
Wow. That's it's the first from anything I've ever seen in New York politics.
Well, listen, eight of the governor's closest associates and donors have been found guilty of federal corruption charges. That doesn't happen without the governor being and playing some role in that or enabling it in some way. And he wants us to believe that he had no idea. I mean, now, keep in mind, this is a man who stood in the Midtown Tunnel and decided that we should change the white tiles to blue and gold tiles to match his fascination with the state colors, costing us millions of dollars. So I don't think we buy the fact that his top lieutenant in the office immediately next to his, in a government office, was making hundreds of political phone calls, and he had no idea. And if he had no idea, then that's just bad management.
Let me ask you about another proposal by another candidate for governor, Cynthia Nixon, who's running in a Democratic primary. She's also endorsed by the Working Families Party. She has said yesterday that she would amend the Taylor Law to allow municipal workers, including cops, firefighters, and sanitation workers, to actually go on strike. What's your reaction to this?
Yeah, the reason that the Taylor Law had been amended and the Triborough Amendment was added some years ago was because it was a basic trade-off, which was public unions not being able to strike, in particular to protect the safety, welfare, et cetera, of the public. There would be certain protections put in place, and municipalities all across the state live within within those protections. So public unions, if there's a contract that's not yet settled, live by the existing contract. So in essence, the employer can't take advantage in that regard. I think it's a mistake. I don't think it's an appropriate proposal, and I think it ultimately would threaten the ability of municipalities and governments to provide for the public safety. Now, understand this. I support collective bargaining. I've negotiated with public unions. I have the greatest respect for the people who work for me now in Dutchess County government. There are ways to ensure equity and fairness. This tips the scales against the taxpayer, and quite frankly, it's not something that I think is in the best interest of the health, welfare, and safety of New Yorkers.
No, that's for sure. Very quickly, you've made a big part of your campaign, rightly so, not only public corruption, which you've been talking about constantly, but affordable affordability and the fact that, you know, people really can't afford to live in New York, and it's only getting worse. What can you do if you still have a legislature which is Democratic, and certainly the Assembly will be Democrat, and there's certainly a possibility that the Senate may be, but what can you do to enact a program that makes New York more affordable for working class and middle class families while you have a Democratic Assembly that would pass tax after tax and spend the unearned dime of your grandchildren?
I think it starts with respect. I do. I think the governor has to respect the fact that there are various views and we've got to bring them together to solve problems. But we know we are too expensive. We lead America in losing more New Yorkers to other states than any other state in America. And let me, speaking to a New York City audience particularly, there are countless struggling families who want a transit system that's affordable and responsive. So invest in priorities there. There are families and young people living in subsidized housing who struggle every day with lead paint and tainted water. Focus our resources there. Show the people in the state legislature that you mean business about making sure everyone, regardless of means, has a place to call home in the state and city of New York. And that's how you earn the trust and respect to get those other things that we need to do done, like cutting property taxes and ensuring that those, in particular, even in the city, who are dealing with assessed valuation issues and are really shouldering a high property tax burden, that they get the relief that they deserve as well. So again, it's all of the above. Proving to people that every New Yorker, regardless of who they are, what their ideology is, they deserve the ability to achieve success. And because of the burden of regulation, because of a failing transit system, because of housing that's been let to deteriorate for people, we're really creating an environment where the health and welfare and safety of people is at risk, and folks aren't able to achieve the independence and success they want. And regardless of my party, my job as governor is to try to solve those problems to make it better for every New Yorker. And I think that's the way you get things done.
Well, Mark Molinaro, I'll see you on Staten Island tonight, and I hope all of our listeners come out, too. You're doing a few of these town hall meetings this week here in New York City. You have one in Queens this week, too?
One in Queens, although I can't recall immediately the details, but it's one in Queens on Friday night. We're doing another one in Orange County on Saturday. I think it's important. And listen, again, I'll say this. When I'm elected governor, we're going to do this all the time. Get out in front of the public, answer your questions, respond to your concerns, and make sure you know that you have a governor that respects you, listens to you, and is going to work for you.
Thank you, Mark Molinaro. I'll see you tonight. Thanks for coming on the radio with me.
You bet. Thank you.
Appreciate it. If you want to comment on any portion of our conversation, you're welcome to give me a call at 877-970-2999. Coming up next, does America have too many four-star generals? Well, one colonel thinks so. We're going to talk with Colonel Douglas McGregor, who says that we need to reduce the number of four-star generals that we have. Why? He'll tell us. He's one of the most decorated veterans anywhere, a businessman, a PhD, a combat veteran. I also want to get his take on what's happening in Iran. He's a very, very bright guy when it comes to military affairs, so I'm very much looking forward to that. But first, here's Al Gattullo with the news.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, The Answer.
76 degrees at 737. I'm Al Gattullo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Police are searching for the man who threw a beer bottle that struck and injured a police officer in the head during a protest outside a nail salon in Brooklyn. The incident happened Monday afternoon as the detective was stationed on the corner of Martin Street and Nostrand Avenue. Protest was held following a brawl that erupted Friday over payment of services at the nail salon. He was taken to a local hospital, treated for his injury. Anyone with information was asked to call the NYPD's Crime Stoppers hotline at 1-800-577-TIPS. Children are more vulnerable to climate change-related illnesses. A paper published in PLOS Medicine says that because of their small surface-to-body ratio, excessive heat and dehydration can become a real problem. It also noted that hotter temperatures may contribute to the rise of diseases spread by mosquitoes like the Zika virus. The paper's authors at Columbia University are currently working to create proper guidelines to treat climate change-related illnesses in children. In sports, Miguel Andujar singled in a run in the 13th inning as the Yankees beat the White Sox 4-3. Mets fell behind 5-1 in the third inning. They lost 6-1 to the Reds at Citi Field. Starter Jason Vargas gave up 3 in the first before a long rain delay ended his night after just 14 pitches. Sports is sponsored by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. you got to go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Thanks a lot. Raritan Valley Line. Do watch for some delays because of that earlier pedestrian accident. Let's see what else is happening. Because of positive train control, some other canceled trains with New Jersey Transit on the North Jersey coastline, Morris and Essex, Maine, Bergen, and Montclair Bouton. Let's see what's happening right now with the LIRR. Still a 60 to 90 minute delay right now on the LIRR as you head over to the Port Jeff branch. Also, the Ronkonkoma and Oyster Bay branch delays as well. Let's take it out to the Hudson River crossings. Inbound GWB still holding out to a delay here of about 15 minutes over at the inbound Lincoln 25, Holland Tunnel 20, traffic building on 280 West at the Garden State Parkway accident, and 287 South exit 52, an accident getting down through Riverdale. Over on the Belt Parkway eastbound out past Pennsylvania Avenue, an accident clear. Jackie Robinson east at Kew Gardens, an accident as well. Partly cloudy, high of 90. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame, AM 970. The answer.
Going back to school can be so annoying. Summer's over and I have to start doing homework again. But what's even more annoying is how my mom acts. She usually cries for days, eats a lot of candy and junk food, and asks me a million questions. But not this year. Since she started taking this stuff called Calitrin, she's been so full of energy and happy.
We get going back to school can be difficult for some parents. At Calitrin, we see it as a time for you to treat yourself. With Calitrin, you will feel better than ever before. Higher energy levels, healthy weight loss, and better sleep. Nothing will get you down.
Hi, this is Brenda. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
Hello, my name is Joyce. I've used Calitrin for a while. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 6.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try.
Treat yourself today by visiting Calitrin at toploss.com or calling 833-TOP-LOSS.
Hi, I'm Valerie Smaldone with news about a brand new radio show Saturday mornings at 9, Bagels and Broadway. I'll be giving you the latest Broadway and off-Broadway news, talking about theater and unusual places, a great restaurant find, a food product that's unusual, having conversations with actors, producers, and the heroes behind the scenes, chefs, entrepreneurs, and more. Join me and some fabulous guests. You bring the bagels, I'll bring Broadway. Saturday morning at 9 on AM 970.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I've never felt more alive.
Disclaimer, Geico cannot guarantee you will feel more alive. You either possess functioning respiratory and circulatory systems, or you do not, or you are a zombie. If you are indeed a brain-starved zombie and you would like to save money on car insurance, the Geico legal team applaud your excellent life choices, even in your shambling afterlife. But we strongly encourage you to visit Geico.com or download the Geico app. Please stay a minimum of 500 feet away from our large and presumably delicious, delicious brains.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Hey, you know, if you're not getting a great night's sleep, there's a good chance it's because of your pillow. Now, I've got great news for you. Mike Lindell, the founder and creator of MyPillow, back with his most popular offer. It is an awesome offer. Buy one pillow, a premium MyPillow. Get the second premium MyPillow absolutely free. Sleeping on a MyPillow is fantastic. Never goes flat. Stays cool throughout the night. And you can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact need to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer. I use my MyPillow every night. I love it. MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. You can even put it in the washer and dryer. Trust me, it works. It comes out looking and smelling brand new. Now you can buy one premium MyPillow, get another premium MyPillow absolutely free. How do you get it? Simple. Call 1-800-651-0798. Use the promo code AM970 or go to MyPillow.com. But make sure you use that promo code AM970. That number again, 1-800-651-0798. Promo code AM970.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM970. The Answer.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
This is Frank Morano sitting in for Joe Piscopo here on AM 970, The Answer with Al Gattulo. And you, I am thrilled that our next guest has agreed to join us. He is a decorated military veteran. He is an author. He is a PhD. He is a businessman. Retired U.S. Army Colonel Douglas McGregor. Colonel McGregor, thanks so much for coming on the radio with me.
Great. Good morning.
So, Colonel, I want to ask you about your recent column regarding the number of four-star generals and admirals in the military these days. But you first came on my radar screen, I guess, a few weeks ago when I caught an interview that you did on Tucker Carlson's program on the Fox News channel regarding Iran. And you made the case, I think, very persuasively that a war with Iran would not be in America's best interests. But now, this week, we're instituting new sanctions on Iran. Certainly the rhetoric seems to be ratcheting up between our two countries. In a nutshell, can you give us your take on where the state of U.S.-Iranian relations is and what we should be looking to gain in any sort of a new agreement with Iran?
Well, the president made it clear that he's open to talking to the leadership of Iran. And even though we received initially a negative response, I would not rule out that possibility. The sanctions are having a very profound effect. The economy in that country is really in ruins. And I think the Iranians would like some relief. So I think we should just wait and see where this takes us. But the good news is that I think Mr. Trump has made it clear, no, we're not interested in a war, but we simply don't want Iran to develop a nuclear capability. And he's put the ball in their court and said, look, we'll talk and we'll reach a new agreement, but it has to be an agreement that precludes any nuclear capability, and that would also include the missiles that carry the warheads. We just don't know at this point. We'll have to see, but the truth is the economy is in ruins. And as you've seen in North Korea, which was on the verge of internal implosion, though very few people in the United States knew it, when you face economic Armageddon, you tend to rethink your position.
Yeah, well, that's for sure. So it sounds like you think the president is pursuing the right course of action by instituting these new sanctions.
No, I think so. And to be frank with you, there are reasons for Iran and the United States to cooperate strategically. Many of your listeners may not realize it, but for decades we actually had a very good relationship with Iran. And to be blunt, we share many of the same enemies. We're talking
ISIS.
ISIS,
number one, right?
Well, yeah, and that's the tip of the iceberg, because there are lots and lots and lots of ISIS-like entities all over the Middle East and North Africa.
Well, and, you know, just lastly on the Iranian front, because I do want to ask you about your fascinating column on the four-star generals. A lot of people say, look, Iran is a bad bunch of guys. They are a theocracy and they're a state sponsor of terrorism supporting groups like Hezbollah. Is that true? And if that is true, how can we work even with when our shared strategic interests are in common with a group of folks like that?
Well, the president has actually worked effectively behind the scenes with Moscow. And Russia, of course, has been supportive of Iran in many ways. But if you go back over the last several months, the Russians have made it very clear to Iran that they will not tolerate the presence of Iranian forces in Syria that are there to attack Israel. And in fact, one of the issues that was discussed privately behind the scenes at Helsinki was cooperation to essentially secure not just Israel, but also Jordan, to ensure that they are not drawn into any problems in Syria that may erupt in the future between Iran and frankly, increasingly Turkey, which really hasn't hit the news. So the bottom line is that I think and I was just over in Israel, by the way, a few weeks ago, and the Israelis were very pleased with the fact that both Moscow and Washington are in agreement about preserving the security along Israel's frontier, particularly in front of Hezbollah and across the Golan Heights. So I think that our biggest concern, our red line, let's face it, is the Golan Heights and northern Israel. And I think that's in good shape. And Syria, I think the war is over, and increasingly you're going to have a regime there that'll be under Assad. But that regime is going to be kept under control by Moscow and Washington, and I think we can be grateful for that. What happens beyond that in the Middle East is anybody's guess.
We're talking with Colonel Douglas McGregor. You had a great, great column called Reduce the Unneeded Four-Star Overhead. I have to confess, I never really thought about how many four-star generals we have or how many we need or how many we should have. How many four-star generals do we have currently, and how does that compare with where we've been historically?
Well, the number is actually 38. I thought it was 35 when I first wrote the article. It turns out we have 38 four-stars from all of the services for a force of a little over 1 million. And the point I was trying to make is that during World War II, in just the U.S. Army and U.S. Army Air Corps combined, we had 8.2 million soldiers and airmen, and we only had four four-star generals: MacArthur, Eisenhower, Arnold, and Marshall, of course. And these officers managed to win the Second World War, commanding 8.2 million men, and there were only four four-star generals. Today we've got 38 four-stars, including the most recent Army four-star. And as Donald Trump points out, we've had nothing but disaster for the last 17 years. So my point is, no private sector corporation in the world would run this way. It's laughable.
Well, why do we have so many four-star generals? Why did we go from four that allowed us to win the Second World War with 8.3 million soldiers to 38, in which we're caught in quagmires in Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, you name it?
Well, it really got off the ground in the 1980s when we finally passed some legislation that created the unified commands. These are the major regional commands around the world, and we named four stars in command of them. And then we essentially walked away from it saying, okay, now we've got regular theaters for the future that'll be permanently organized, and that's a good thing. We didn't pay too much attention to what happened inside the services themselves, or for that matter in the broader joint community. And most of your congressmen and senators are always happy to have a new headquarters in their respective states or districts, because headquarters at Army posts or air bases or Navy posts or Marine bases always mean money.
Mm.
More headquarters mean more troops, more money coming into the location. And, of course, we also had large overseas commitments. When I came in the Army in 1976 after graduation from West Point, we had almost a million men under arms in the United States Army. Today, we have about 475,000 in the regular Army, and we have 12 four-star generals that are Army officers. This is ridiculous. We only had three or four when I came in the Army. All of this has grown out of control. Nobody's paid any attention, and the problem with it is that for every four-star that you've got, he's got a headquarters of somewhere between 500 and 1,200 soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, officers, and contractors. So you're talking about a lot of money. Just 10,000 soldiers, to add 10,000 to the United States Army, costs about $1.2 billion. Now you've got 38 four-stars. Each of them have these headquarters. And by the way, they have multiple generals under them. You start adding this up, it's very expensive. Yeah. And you're taking 40,000-plus soldiers, sailors, airmen, or Marines out of the fighting force.
Yeah. Now, Colonel, we only have about a minute left, but you write that the Defense Department needs a new business model. In a nutshell, if General Mattis were to call you up and ask you to restructure the Defense Department along a business model that would be more effective, what would you tell him?
Well, the first thing we need to do is cut the numbers of four stars by at least 50% and start reducing the numbers of senior officers at the three- and four-star levels to two. That's number one. The president can do that with an executive order. And then we need to make some decisions about how many headquarters we really need. I mean, we're down to a fraction of the forces that we had back in the 1980s. And that has to be taken into account. The ratio of generals to soldiers is outrageous. It's something like 1 to 300 or 400 now. That needs to go back up to where it was, which was about 1 to 1,200 to 1,500. And then we need to stop trying to be everywhere to do everything all the time. We need a real military strategy. We don't have that. We have a military strategy that says we need to be everywhere and do everything. We can't afford it, as Donald Trump points out. We can't afford it. We don't need to do it.
Yeah,
and that's where we got to go.
And with respect to Afghanistan, that's one of, now the longest war in American history. Should we just pick up stakes and go home?
I would not walk out of Afghanistan. I would run.
Oh, boy.
We should have left last year. Donald Trump wanted out, and all of the Bush-Obama generals, and that's what he's dealing with, people that were promoted by the left for their unconditional support for bad policies and dumb ideas, all said, oh, no, Mr. President, you can't just leave. Well, that's nonsense. And the moment we leave, the Iranians, the Russians, the Indians, the Pakistanis are stuck holding the bag.
Yeah, well, Colonel, I couldn't agree with you more, and we're going to have you back to have a lengthier discussion about this. I've enjoyed the time this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
If you want to comment on any portion of our discussion, you can give me a call at 877-970-2999. 9999. That's 877-970-2999. Here's Debbie Duhaime with the traffic.
Thank you so much, Frank. We're seeing a lot of volume on 287 in both directions by exit 52 as you get out through Riverdale. It's all due to a car fire. Slowdowns on the northern state west into New Hyde Park Road with an accident just being cleared. And the Jackie Robinson East at Kew Gardens, that's an accident. One lane remains blocked. Alternate sign in effect. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime, AM 970. The Answer.
This Saturday morning from 10 to noon, Douglas Elliman CEO Dottie Herman and the best team in real estate radio will be answering your real estate questions live. No issue is too challenging or goes unanswered. It's Eye on Real Estate with Dottie Herman. Got a question? Call 866-970-9622. That's 866-970-9622 this Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer.
Boy, we made it to hump day. The weather has been unbelievable these last couple of days. Heat, humidity, the heat index are over 100 degrees. They're telling people to go to cooling centers. But you know what else you can do, too? Get yourself a 90-day supply of Calitrin right now. It's going to help you lose weight, feel great. You'll have more energy. It is fantastic. No drugs, no stimulants. It's all natural. It is so simple to use. Just go to the website, toploss.com, right now. You take a few capsules before bedtime. It works on you while you're sleeping to help give you back what you need. Plus, use the promo code AL. You're going to get 10% off when you go onto the site, toploss.com. Or give Calitrin a call right now, 1-800-325-4366. Use the promo code AL for 10% off. That's 1-800-325-4366 or toploss.com. Use the promo code AL for 10% off. Plus, they've got a vote for your favorite DJ. If you vote, you enter to win a 90-day supply of Calitrin. Plus, I'm going to get $500 to my favorite charity. Isn't that great? Toploss.com. Use the promo code AL for 10% off.
When you or a family member's in an accident, think Bramnick. Available 7 days a week. Phone consultations are free and accident cases are handled on a contingency fee. No recovery, no fee. If a lawsuit is necessary, the Bramnicks have the resources to pursue the case and take it to trial. The Bramnick lawyers handle on-the-job accidents as well as a wide variety of cases involving negligence. If it's an accident, then you need to call Bramnick at 1-877-423-4878. That's 1-877-423-4878 or at johnbramnick.com.
On August 10th, get ready for a comedy that's off the leash.
Do you think I'm ridiculous throwing a party for my dog?
I would say that bouncy house is over the top.
Four lonely strangers will discover that man's best friend...
No offense, but is your dog pregnant or just super fat?
...are the best matchmakers.
Dogs open their hearts to love and to be loved.
This dog has made us a family.
Dog Days, in theaters this Friday.
All right, it's that time of the week again. Michael's of Brooklyn Trivia Time. Today's the day. This and every Wednesday, we're giving you a chance to win a whole case of that delicious, authentic, and always fresh Michael's sauce. Michael's of Brooklyn's been around for almost 50 years, and they make the best stuff around. The person who calls in and gives us the correct answer to the Italian trivia question we have for you today will be the lucky winner of 6 jars of Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. Here we go. Amaretti are little crunchy biscuits with the flavor of which nut? Give us a call at 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999. And the first person to give us the correct answer to that question, Amaretti are little crunchy biscuits with the flavor of which nut, is going to win the Michael's of Brooklyn sauce. And if you don't get through on the lines today, we're giving away one more case in an online contest today. Just go to am970theanswer.com and enter to win now. You don't want to miss out on the best Italian sauce out there, folks. It's Michael's of Brooklyn, serving up authentic Italian since 1964.
Joe Walsh, coming up tonight at 9 on AM970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
A couple of minutes before 8 o'clock, it's time to check in with the least popular member of our on-air entourage these days, and that is Joe Lundberg over in our AM 970 The Answer weather desk. Joe, can't you do something about this weather? This is crazy.
Dude, you don't like this heat and humidity?
And thunderstorms.
I love it, Joe.
It's summertime. It's August. This is what's supposed to happen.
Exactly. I love the heat and humidity. It's not your fault. You don't wave a magic wand and the weather simply disappears. But the storms were pretty bad last night here in the New York City area. Are we expecting the same type of storms storms today?
You know, I think so. I think late this afternoon and into the first half of tonight, there could be some nasty boomers around here with some flooding downpours, a lot of lightning, some gusty winds. Ahead of that, upper 80s again today, maybe near 90, and it'll feel like it's about 95 to 100. Behind it tomorrow and Friday should be rain-free days. Sun and clouds, mid to upper 80s, so it's a little less hot, a little less humid, and we don't have to deal with those nasty thunderstorms tomorrow and Friday.
And we're talking probably not until early next week before the heat breaks.
It's going to be pretty tropical, pretty humid for a while. I think the heat does back down a little bit over the weekend, but at the price of some increased shower and thunderstorm activity.
All right. There you go.
Thank you, Joe Lundberg. All right. We are going to chat about sports coming up next hour. We have a brand new program coming to AM 970 The Answer. That's right. We'll tell you about it. And John Gambling is going to be here a little later.
Yay!
And it's day 7 of the Manafort trial. We're going to talk with Karen DeSoto. She's one of the foremost legal analysts anywhere on television, or in our case today, on radio. We're going to get her take on how it looks for Mr. Manafort. And we'll take your calls on anything we've been chatting about. Alex Jones, Uber, hair salons, nail salons, you name it. 877-970-2999. Here's Al Catullo with the news.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.